It's time.
I hate this.
It's the work we do. They'll need us.
It makes no sense.
It will. You know that.
But until then, it's torture.
We've been at this, what, 50, 60...
1,000 years, yes, I know.
And all of a sudden, you don't care anymore.
I care. About them. Not about this game. He has no right.
He has all the right.
Why? Why now? Why like this?
Always with why. You sound like a broken record.
Better that than a broken spirit.
Ours is not to reason why.
Shut up. Please.
You'll see it is a beautiful day. Cloudless. The ground temperature on St. Martinique is 84 degrees. I expect a smooth flight this afternoon. We'll be in the air approximately 3 hours and 20 minutes. As you notice, I've turned over
a flight. A few more hours and I'll be sitting on a beach with the sand between my toes, the ocean washing up around me. What about you? Are you coming or going?
Excuse me?
Are you coming or going home?
Going.
Oh. Business or pleasure?
Business. Business trip.
Right. That's what I thought. Me? I'm on a pure pleasure trip to heaven. The sun and the sound of the surf and the seagulls. That reminds me. Could you do me a small favor, please?
I'm sorry, miss. I don't mean to be rude.
But?
But I do have some things here I have to get done before we land.
I didn't notice.
Oh. I didn't see that you're blind.
And it would have been okay to be rude if I could see.
No, of course not. I wasn't being rude.
No harm done. I'm Gail. Are you scared of flying?
A little uncomfortable with it, yes. But how did you...
Well, either you're a complete mean-spirited jerk or you're scared of something.
The second one, I hope. I'm Ted.
Pleased to meet you, Ted.
What was the favor you wanted?
Oh, right. Can you describe the view to me?
Sure. Okay.
I like to sit by the window so I can imagine where I am when I'm flying, like I have wings of my own. Can you see around me?
Yes, no problem. Well, I see the sky.
What color is it?
Blue. No clouds.
Mm. And the ocean?
Green. White caps, no boats.
That's it?
Yes, pretty boring, I'm afraid.
Well, the way you describe it. You know, you shouldn't be scared.
No kidding. Oh boy. Turbulence. I hate this.
Oh, it's fun. Just think of it like we're on a roller coaster.
I hate roller coasters.
This is your captain speaking. We're encountering some unexpected clear air turbulence. We should be out of it soon, but in the meantime, I've turned the seatbelt light back on. Please return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts.
Oh, God. It's getting worse. I can't take it.
Let it go. There's nothing we can do. We're not in control. Do you know the Serenity Prayer? God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
No, please. No new age mumbo-jumbo. I have control. I run 3 businesses on 2 continents, 1,400 employees.
That's not what I mean. Up here, right now, you don't have control over whether this plane crashes and we all die.
Jesus, stop that. Knock on wood.
That's plastic, isn't it?
Oh.
Don't tell me you're superstitious.
Oh, I'm not. It's bad luck.
Well, what's the difference? You know, if we're gonna crash, we're gonna crash.
Would you stop that, please? Knock on wood.
We might still crash. We probably won't. Crash. Then again, sometimes planes crash.
Jesus.
Of course, most of the time they don't crash.
Shut up. What the hell are you doing? Are you trying to kill me? Go. Please. Oh, let it stop. Please.
You're gonna be sick. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Ted, are you okay? We're safe. We're perfectly safe.
Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Oh, crap. We're going down.
One of the engines. Did one of the engines blow?
Oh, no. No.
Look out the window,
no.
Ted.
I can't.
Please, what's happening? Tell me what's happening.
Oh, God. The engine's on fire.
We're starting to spin. Are we starting to spin, Ted?
Yes. Yes. No.
He's getting control.
I can't look.
You feel that? No, he's getting control.
We're still going down. So fast.
It's okay. It's okay. We're not falling. We're going to be okay.
We're over water. We'll drown. I'm so scared.
He has control. You can tell. We're not spinning.
This is the captain. I have some difficult news. We've lost an engine on the left side of the aircraft. We're going to make an emergency landing over water. I need to be honest with you. This won't be easy. Please familiarize yourselves with the location of your life vests and be prepared for a difficult landing. And may God protect us and have mercy on us.
I'm so scared, Gail.
It's okay. It's okay. Whatever happens, it's okay.
No. No. No.
Ted, can I hold your hand?
Gail, I'm sorry about... I'm scared.
It's okay. You're gonna be okay.
This is it. This is the moment of our death.
It might be. Let go. Just let it go.
I can't.
Come here. Hold me.
I can't.
I don't want to be alone.
I can't.
It's out of our hands. It's out of our hands.
No. No. Gail.
I'm floating. Am I alone? Not floating, but dancing in the air. On the stars, I'm stepping, hopping from one to another. Huge, not falling, floating and dancing. The starlight is warm. I can see the earth in the distance. I'm not afraid. A school-sized globe and getting smaller. Marble and smaller. And I larger. I'm on Orion's belt in space. Not dark. Light. Too light. The starshine getting brighter. Warm and hot and burning my eyes. I slip. I'm falling fast. Crashing through the stars. Not crashing. Bouncing off the stars.
Huh?
Ted?
What? What's happened?
Ted? Answer me, where are you?
Gail? Gail? I can't see. I can't see through this smoke.
Are you okay?
I think so. Hello? Hello? I can't see through. It's so dark. It's a smoke. I can't see through this smoke.
I'm coming. I'm almost there. I think I see you.
See me? But how? It's pitch black. This smoke.
Ted. Oh, thank God. I found you. I can't believe I found you in this smoke.
You can't see. Or I can't see.
Are you okay?
I'm blind. What's happened? I can't see. I'm blind. And you?
I don't know. I don't know, but I can see again. A little.
My eyes. What's happened to my eyes?
All right, let me look at your face. No. You're not burned. No cuts that I can see.
I'm not hurt. I can't see. We crashed.
We survived the crash.
We crashed. We were over water.
The pilot must have made an island.
No islands. There were no islands. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't have to. We're alive. Ted, we're alive.
Are there other survivors? Have you seen any others?
No. What is it? What's wrong?
What do you see? Right here. What do you see around us?
There's nothing. You're scaring me.
Describe it. Where's the wreckage? The other bodies?
I don't know. We must have been thrown from the plane.
We're close. the smoke, and I can hear the fire burning. What do you see?
Nothing. Just shapes. Odd, blurry shapes in the distance.
Where are we? Describe it to me.
In a forest. I think that there are trees, thick trees all around us. At least I think.
What does that mean, you think?
Don't snap at me. I just got these eyes back. I can't tell. They look like I remember trees looking. Sort of. But there are no leaves.
Are we dead? Is that it? Are we dead? Is this hell?
What? Kid, we're alive. Touch me. Here. We survived.
What time is it?
I don't have a watch.
Look at mine. Here.
I can't read it. I was 6 when I went blind.
Oh, great. We're dead and illiterate.
I can tell it stopped, though.
What time of day is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's either light or dark. It was around 3 o'clock when we crashed.
It's dark. But we're in these woods, and I can't see through them to the sky.
I thought you said there were no leaves.
Well, there aren't. I don't think. It's just branches high up. Tons of branches.
We died. This is hell.
Stop it! It's insane. I'm alive. Besides, did you see a light?
What?
A light. Did you see a light at the end of a tunnel?
Oh, God, not more new agey crap. I'm not religious.
No, it doesn't matter. It's part of the collective unconscious. If you didn't see a light beckoning at the end of a tunnel, you're fine. You didn't die. No light, huh? Not even a soft glow? No. And guess what? You're as good as gold. Well, definitely alive, anyway.
You're making fun of me.
Oh, well, you're an easy target.
Oh, you're so chipper. It's disgusting.
We survived a plane crash from 35,000 feet. And I can see for the first time in 25 years.
And I'm blind.
Oh, Ted!
What was that?
Oh, the ground shook.
But that noise, it sounded like it came from overhead.
Oh, there's nothing there. Was it an earthquake?
Oh, it sounded like a motor or something, didn't it?
Well, I'm not sure. Could you tell where it was coming from?
It sounded like it was right here, overhead, but it's gone. You don't see anything? You didn't see anything?
No.
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
What are you doing? There's no one around.
There it is again.
It's louder than before.
Hold on to something.
It doesn't sound like a motor. Is it thunder?
Not like any I've ever heard.
Not friendly, whatever it is.
It sounds pissed off. Are you okay?
I think so. A little dizzy. Tired all of a sudden. I need to sit, rest a little.
Are you sure? We should probably keep moving.
I'm sure. And we should wait anyway. You know, sit tight. Wait until daylight. Wait for rescue planes or choppers or...
I don't think anybody's coming. Besides, they'll never find us here in the middle of these woods, wherever we are. We have to keep on and try to find the wreckage, the others on the plane.
Shouldn't we wait in one place? Isn't that what you're supposed to do when someone's looking for you?
We were in a plane crash. There are no rules.
Well, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Are you coming or not? Because I'll be fine on my own.
You're going to get yourself killed walking into trees and God knows what else.
Are you going to leave then?
You're a miserable son of a bitch.
I'm not. I'm scared. That's all. Isn't that what you said about me?
Grab my hand. Here.
Oh, your hand's sweaty.
Pick a direction.
That way.
Come on, then. Let's go.
Look for burned trees. A path of destruction.
That's what's so weird. All the trees look burned, blackened, every one of them. They're all dead, just like poles with branches.
Maybe we're on a volcanic island. Montserrat or Martinique or something. Maybe there's been an eruption.
Still nothing. Everything's the same.
We could be anywhere. We could be miles away.
Wait. There's something up ahead, a shape, a round object, metal. I think...
A piece from the plane?
Oh, I can't tell from here. Maybe. It looks like there are letters on it.
What does it say?
I can't read. I told you, I went blind at 6. I could read a little, but I've forgotten how. We're here. It looks like it's 2 words.
Trace my fingers over the letters. Maybe I can read it.
You're shaking.
I'm cold.
I don't feel cold. Do you have a fever?
It's getting colder. N O S T E P.
I don't understand.
No step. It must be a piece from the wing. What else do you see?
Other shapes. It's strange, confusing. I don't recognize anything.
Well, let's keep walking.
It's not right. Nothing's right.
What are we stepping on? What's making that sound?
I don't know. Pieces of metal? The plane? Glass?
It smells like something's burning or rotting. Like flesh.
Stop.
What is it?
I don't want to look. I don't want to look anymore.
Gail, please. You have to try. I'll listen. I'll help.
There's a piece of an arm on the tree. Right here, stuck on the trunk. And, oh, no. And another. Oh, they're all over the place. Pieces. A hand.
Is there any movement? Is there anyone alive?
No. No. There's... there's a row of seats, or I guess they were seats. Melted. And 3 bodies.
Dead.
They're burned. Oh, still smoke coming off of them. I can't tell if it's a man and a woman or what, but one of them... In the middle is shorter than the other two, a lot smaller.
A child. A family.
Oh, they look so scared.
How can you tell?
Their faces, I could just tell. They're scared.
Do you see a fire?
No, but the ground's crackling and smoking, smoldering.
Anything else?
No. No other parts of the plane. How is that possible? Where are the others? Where's the rest of the plane?
I don't know. Let's get out of here. Let's keep looking.
We should do something.
What?
We should bury them. Bury the pieces.
We can't do anything for them now. We need to take care of ourselves.
No, it isn't right.
I'm not going to waste time and risk not getting found. And rescued in order to obey some absurd ancient religious ritual that says we have to bury our dead. Trust me, these two don't care. They don't have a chance. You and I do. We have to get out of these woods and find someone alive. Anyone. Come on.
We should stop for the night and sleep.
It should be morning by now. We crashed around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and we must have been out cold for 5 or 6 hours. Because when we woke up, it was dark, right? And we've been walking around, looking for at least another 8 or 9 hours.
Oh, tell me about it. My feet are killing me.
It should be getting light.
Well, it's not. It's exactly the same as before. A bit of light. Barely.
Is the moon up? Are the stars?
I can't tell. I can't see through the trees. I don't remember night being this light or day being this dark.
Oh, God! What did I step on?
Oh, it's like a blob. It's black and wet.
Is it alive? An animal?
Oh, I think so. It looks like a slug, but bigger, like the size of my hand.
Does it look dangerous?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell. What? Ted, what are you doing?
I have to see it for myself.
Oh, you're sick!
It's nothing I recognize. It's cold. I can't find a mouth or anything. Here, you take off.
No, no. Come on, Ted. Put it down. Let's get out of here. Oh, gross. Your hands are all slimy.
And sticky.
Just put it down, please.
Are you sure you don't want to know what it feels like?
Yes, I'm sure.
I think you should know.
Ted, what are you doing? Ted, no, don't touch me with that.
Oops.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Sorry about that.
Oh, Ted, stop it. Get it away from me.
Oh,
Ted, I'm warning you.
Slug fight. What the hell was that? Did you kick me?
I'm sorry. It was self-defense. Are you okay?
I think I'm bleeding.
Here, let me see. Oh, it's just a scratch. I think you'll live.
A scratch? Damn. Beating up on a blind man. You know, you could have just backed up a bit and stayed quiet. I never would have found you.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Besides, it was a good lesson for you to learn.
What? That you can take me in a fist fight?
No, that you should shut up from time to time and listen to me.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Well, now what?
We rest, sleep, and forget.
Deal.
You know, we haven't eaten in...
a long time.
I'm not hungry.
Me neither.
Isn't that strange? We haven't eaten in at least 15 to 20 hours.
I don't know. Shock? Adrenaline? You're the first person I ever met who complained about not being hungry.
It's just odd.
It's true. Like being blind all of a sudden. Or being able to see again.
That's the irony of it. Finally, I can see. And there's nothing to see. Nothing but horror. And dead trees.
There's never all that much to see.
Sure there is. Cornfield swaying back and forth in a storm. Squirrel in a tree leaping from limb to limb. A cat or a dog stretching himself. Brand new car. An old car. A 69 VW bug.
You know what all those things look like?
Of course. I remember them. Kept them. Up here for 25 years. I always looked forward to seeing them again. I never lost the hope that I would, and... now...
now this. Whatever this is.
Sticks and shadows.
Shadows? What makes the shadows? I mean... If there's no moon or stars...
There's a soft glow under the horizon, like a city in the distance.
Really? Well, we should head there, then.
In the morning. It's far, though. Strange. The glow? Reminds me of when I was a kid. We used to climb this big maple tree out behind the barn, my brother and me. This was before the accident, and we could see the glow from all the city lights.
The barn?
In Indiana. A farmer's daughter. My brother Eddie would help me up halfway, then he would climb all the way up to the highest branches, and he'd shout back down that he could see the lights of New York City and Times Square, and he'd describe it all to me in detail. All the people going to the Broadway shows and out to dinner in their fancy clothes or to the movie palaces. Oh, seemed like heaven to me. Of course, the lights were really just from Richmond a few miles away. But Eddie made it all seem very convincing. When I get there, he would say.
And did he?
Did he what?
Get there. To New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got there all right. He died of AIDS 6 years ago.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That's what he said to me. Right after the accident. He came back to Indiana. I was still asleep or unconscious, I guess, in the hospital bed. And when I woke up, I was blind. And he was sitting there next to me, and I knew it was him before he spoke, because he was holding my hand. I had felt that hand hauling me up the tree so many times. He just said, "Gail, I'm sorry."
How did it happen?
I fell out of the tree. The same tree. I was almost 7. Eddie had been gone for almost a year, and I tried to get up high enough to see Times Square. They say a branch broke, but I don't remember any of that. All I remember is sitting up in that hospital bed and Eddie holding my hand and opening my eyes, and there was nothing there. They say I hit my head and jarred the optic nerve. It's funny, Eddie always said I'd get my sight back.
And here it is. Lucky you.
When you can see and you go blind and you're cut off from the world like that and all alone, you have to learn to let people back in. But it takes time. More time for some. I'm sorry, that was...
Don't be. I just need to get a good night's sleep.
I know it's not fair. I wish there was something I could do.
It's okay. Good night.
Night. Sweet dream. Stepping, skipping hopscotch from one to another, but not alone. Floating and dancing with Orion the Hunter and onto Leo and onto Pegasus, holding tight to the mane, hanging on, taking flight, bouncing up and down, riding and jumping and getting younger every minute and second. A 12-year-old, an 8, and now a 6-year-old, and I'm bouncing up and down, giggling, gliding on the back of Pegasus, gliding.
Gail, where are you? Wake up. It's another earthquake.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I should be asking you that. You're the one breaking the rules.
I'm trying to help them out a bit, that's all.
It's not right what you're messing with. These dreams. And I'm going to be the one who catches hell for it. Just watch.
They know each other.
They don't act like it. But hey, if it's meant to be...
They need a nudge. Come on, let them sleep a little longer.
They need more than a nudge. More like a bulldozer's plow.
You know, I'm beginning to think that I actually have more faith than you do.
Right. In all the wrong people.
It's the spirit of the law I'm following, not the fine print.
I'm sorry. It's time for them to wake up.
Ted, grab my hand. Oh, God, watch out. The tree's falling.
Gail, where are you? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm right here. I'm fine, I think. You?
In one piece, as far as I can tell. That was a little too close.
Oh, I don't understand what's causing all these earthquakes.
Or that noise. You didn't see anything this time, did you?
I wish. Let's get out of here, okay? I think you're right. We should head toward the glow. There's got to be a city there.
Are we getting any closer?
I can't tell. I don't think so. Nothing's changed. Ugh. Ugh. Or the slugs. There's 5 or 6 of them here slithering around. They look bigger, too. Yeah, definitely a lot bigger. More like the size of, your head, say.
My head?
Oh, I suppose mine. It doesn't matter. It's I don't have that many points of references here, and my memory's pretty weak for details like that. Come on. Follow me. Let's move around them this way.
Maybe we should catch one. Try to keep it in case we get hungry.
No, oh, I'd rather starve to death. Wait. There's a piece of something. Metal. There are more pieces. It has to be from the plane.
Where?
Close. Around these trees here.
Be careful.
Oh, no. What? Oh, it looks the same.
What do you mean? What looks the same?
The place. The same as before. I think they're the same pieces.
They can't be. No, no. We haven't been walking in a circle. Why are you saying that?
I'm sorry, Ted. I didn't know where we were going. I thought we were heading in the right direction.
Shut up. You don't know that. You don't know that. Other parts of the wreckage are going to look the same.
Like the piece from the wing?
With the writing on it?
Two words. No. Step. It's the same.
And the row of seats? Melted together? And the three bodies?
I don't want to look at them again.
Gail, we have to be sure. If we've walked for a day or two and only come back to where we were, we have to know.
The seats are there, but...
But what is it? What do you see?
I don't get it. They're gone. I mean, or there's only bones here, but the bodies and skin. Everything's gone but the bones.
Bones?
White, dried bones. Skeletons strapped in their seatbelts. They're in the same position as before. They're the same, but just bones.
That's impossible. Where are they? I want to see them.
No. Ted, please, trust me.
Tell me where they are.
Here.
Totally decomposed. It's not possible. That would take months and months. We've been gone a day or two at most.
Ted, what's going on around here?
We need to stop this now and find out where the hell we are.
How?
One of these trees. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. Can you get up on one of them to the top? Are there enough branches?
Oh, no. No, I'm not going to climb a tree. Are you nuts?
You were calm when we were falling from 35,000 feet. And now you're going to tell me that you're scared of climbing a tree?
Yeah. I didn't have control in that plane, but I'm the one who slipped in that maple tree, remember? That was me. And besides, it's easy not to be scared of heights when you're blind, but now...
We don't have a choice. We have to do this.
You're going first.
What?
You heard me. You can feel your way up the tree. If you want me up there, you're going to go first and help pull me up.
Okay, then. Let's do it. Are we getting there?
I think so. I hope so.
Because this is starting to feel a little high, you know. And I'm not so sure that I like that the wind's picking up either.
Are you trying to scare me?
You? Oh, no. I was just looking for a little reassurance.
From me?
Forget I mentioned it. We're doing great. No problems.
That's it. I can see over the tops of the trees. Wow.
Well?
The woods end.
That's good news.
There's a desert or... Oh, more of a prairie. Oh, looks like it goes on forever.
That's bad news. Any stars? Moon? Lights? What about the glow?
The glow's still under the horizon. Wait. Oh, wow, there's a light.
A star? A house? What?
Maybe. Oh, it's beautiful. But it's fuzzy from here. It's difficult to see from a distance. It looks like it's wavering and flickering.
Sounds like a twinkling star. What else?
I don't think so, Ted. Not unless stars come in towers.
A lighthouse? You found a lighthouse?
I think so. Maybe. But there's no ocean there, not that I can see, but it's definitely a light or a fire in a building. A tower, I'm pretty sure. Ted, do you think this means...
We're saved? Yes. You did it. There have to be people there.
We still have to get down the tree.
No problem. Close your eyes and follow me.